I do know there's a big problem in Grahamstown, and it has got more and more throughout the years. Fueled by poverty and the availability of various different types of drugs. I think crystal meth tuck is probably the most accessible at the moment and the cheapest, so it's become quite a big problem. The more expensive drugs like heroin and cocaine, you know, your more affluent type of person would be able to afford that. So you don't really see a lot of you see a lot of it, but it's not involved, and it doesn't involve a lot of crime in the sense of physical harm to others in that sense. But those more expensive drugs are more sort of associated with theft and stuff like that. The guys are trying to get money to afford those drugs, and the effect of drugs really on people is varied. And you know, like you mentioned earlier about a drug-induced psychosis, where somebody goes into a complete different state of mind, they don't actually know what they're doing. They could be hallucinating, driven by like a phobia of some sort. Where drugs are involved like this, and they change a person's natural or normal way of thinking. It does have serious effects on their behavior and what they're going to do. Yeah, so I know that there's not much help around nowadays because the policing isn't very good. So there's very few avenues people can get help. And people don't really know where to get help either. Sanco was great because it was a place where it was a point of contact that was impartial. People could go there and get help. Families could go and get help with a kid that had a problem, etc. Now they find themselves, they go to FAMSA. FAMSA is not really equipped for that. So, you know, where do they go? I get a lot of inquiries from family members or from addicts themselves who come and say, look, I've got a problem. How do I deal with it? But in general, I would say 9 times out of 10, it's not people who have the ability to source the information as to where they can find help. So your student at Rhodes or a wealthier family or whatever, they would come because they've got an understanding, they've spoken to somebody, knows somebody, etc., etc. And I've worked with street kids as well and introduced them to NA and stuff. And I had quite a big group of them at one stage that used to come. And a lot of kids stayed clean and some fell by the wayside and whatever the case is. But it's very difficult to get into the impoverished communities where the drug use and addiction is at its prime at the moment. I think that's where the bulk of it is. And they don't know that they've got a problem because this has become commonplace. So a person doesn't know they need help until it's too late, until they end up in jail or commit a crime or whatever the case, and they get into trouble. They're going to go, well, oh, I had a drug problem. And even then, they don't realize the psychological effects that it has on them either. So that's why Sanko would be great. It's a start. Policing, even better. That'll help a lot. And then drug awareness. I'm part of a committee in town, the Drug Awareness Committee. The whole sort of role of this local drug action committee, it's called, is to get out there and share information about the dangers of drug use and the effects, and you know what kids should look out for and what families can do and all that kind of stuff. But it's merely information sharing. There's no actual help for anyone who has a problem or thinks that a family member might have a problem. Although there are some components there, it's not really taken that seriously, I don't think. And it's affecting the lives of thousands of families in South Africa at the moment. So, yeah, I mean, not every drug user is going to be an addict. You know, people can drink sociably and people can use drugs sociably. There's obviously the legal stigma attached to the drug use, which is different. You know, addiction is a disease that affects about 10% of the population worldwide, regardless of who they are. And it's a psychological illness, as one would be susceptible to having the cancer gene or whatever. It's the same thing for addiction. So the NA program looks at addiction as a disease of addiction, so it's a psychological illness. And then there's no real medication you can use to cure you from addiction or whatever the case is. The only real way is to have abstinence from a mood or mind-altering substance, and then change bits about your behavior and personality, which can help you, you know, have a better spiritual foundation in life to grow your life further as a normal member of society, really. To get onto that road is very difficult if you don't have anyone to help you, you know. Because I think a lot about addiction and drug use is all about me, so it's all about the person themselves trying to score, use, recover, you know, find the money to get more. The life cycle really is just, it's just that. It's all about themselves and their drug use. And they become obsessed with this whole thing. To the point where they don't actually want help. A lot of addicts will feel like they need help, but at the same time, they don't want the help because they'll have to stop using. So there's always this conflict within an addict as well as to what they can do. And the longer the addiction carries on, the worse they get. So they get sicker and sicker. They actually drive themselves a bit mad. They're paranoid and all this kind of stuff. You know? So when someone is in a psychosis, they go completely paranoid. And the behavior is unpredictable. And that's 99.99% of the case in an addict's life. They'll want to maybe just use one bit of the drug now and maybe tomorrow some more. And then what they do when they're high is very unpredictable. So they'll steal money, commit murder, injure somebody, you know, do some crazy stuff. The thought process is not normal. You know, one would consider in a normal state of mind being clean before you stab somebody, the consequences, whereas a person that's under the influence of drugs or alcohol would act without considering the consequences, basically.